This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. It feels strange to talk about drought when many of us have been carrying umbrellas and even shoveling snow the past week, but the drought in the Midwest is still wreaking havoc on folks who ship goods up and down the Mississippi River. The river's near record low levels, and barge owners say their businesses are at risk if the river gets much lower. Austin Golding in Vicksburg, Mississippi, co-owns Golding Barge Line, which ships petroleum products. Mr. Golding, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I understand that you have gotten some rain, but just a little. What's happening right now to try to get barges like yours moving along the Mississippi?
Recently, what they've done is thankfully gone in ahead of schedule, about a month ahead of schedule, started blasting some of this rock out with explosives to help expand and alleviate some of that channel clog right there at the in the middle of the upper Mississippi River.
Yeah, explain that to people. I mean, that would be like that rock threatens the bottom of your barges, right?
It does. We need 9 feet depth of water in order to transit safely through that area. And so as the river level falls, it starts to threaten that that 9-foot threshold. Unless we get some more rain or this blasting process alleviates it, we won't see any relief anytime soon.
Mr. Golding, what's been happening with your business? As I understand it, your barges carry petrochemical products. Deliveries slowed down? Are you losing money?
Well, deliveries to that area are having to be reduced. This is going to have a direct impact on all consumers within the United States.
But are you putting less, lighter loads on those barges just so they can get through, which means, I guess, less money to you?
That's exactly what that means. We operate nationwide, so this is just affecting one section of our business. But as this river falls out, even with the blasting, it could fall out with a pace fast enough to where the river will be effectively shut down by January, which would be a huge hit to many towing companies. And then that cost and that hit get passed on to the consumer.
What's going to happen after that?
Well, I'm not sure even the sharpest meteorologist could tell you that. Really what we're looking at is a situation where we're going to wait and see. You know, if we get some more rain like we have recently and it can sustain us to the springtime before we get a lot of the rain and a lot of the snow melt, that'll be great. But if it doesn't, we're just going to have to see how far and how fast this river wants to fall out.
Austin Golding is co-owner of the Golding Barge Line based in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mr. Golding, thanks for talking with us and good luck.
Thank you very much.